let's get into now NLP. Exactly what is it?
Well, neuro-linguistic programming is a field that I founded with John Grinder about, must be 35 years ago, which is basically the study of the structure of subjective experience. Really what it is building models of how people are successfully doing things, whether it's overcoming fears or making good decisions or painting or spelling. All human activity, there are good examples of people doing it really well. Where psychotherapy tried to go and find out what was wrong with people, which is kind of like an archaeological dig, and part of the reason why it takes extensive amount of time is it takes a lot of time to go into people's past and put together all the pieces to figure out where they got stuck. It's actually a lot easier to find somebody who got unstuck themselves and find out what they did in order to do it. I've spent a lot of time. The book Get the Life You Want is actually broken into four pieces. One is kind of taking inventory of your brain and finding out which pictures are big and which are small and which ones are in the back and the front and whether your voices are on the right and the left and which ones you have and noticing which way your feelings move, whether they spin in your body forwards or spin backwards or clockwise or counterclockwise. And then it goes through and it categorizes a whole bunch of 10 or 15 minute techniques that are all about getting over things. If you take, for example, bad memories, a lot of the people that have come to me over the years are stuck in some memory or they have a memory that haunts them every day over and over. And in many cases, they're real bad experiences that actually happened. They're everything from child abuse to rape, and I've worked with people that were Holocaust victims. And I've also met people who are Holocaust victims that weren't crippled by these things. And when I found out what these people did to get over those bad memories, they all, without realizing, told me roughly the same story, which is that they made a series of shifts in their mind. Instead of those pictures being big life-size or larger than life-size and three-dimensional and all those kinds of things, suddenly in their mind, suddenly they shrunk it down to a little 2 or 3 inch circle and began to just turn it black and white really fast. And when we do things like this, it interferes with the natural tendency, because I believe most of the things that limit us as human beings are pretty much just bad habits, and not habits in the sense like smoking, but habits in the sense of being habitual neurological behavior. And interfering with habitual neurological behavior and teaching people to change it, number one, is fun, so it's not painful like therapy, and number two, it's quick. Most of the techniques that are in there for getting over bad memories, getting over bad relationships, getting over fears, getting over anxieties, most of the things that are in there take 10 or 15 minutes. And if you take 10 or 15 minutes a couple of days a week, you can pretty much get over a fear of pretty much anything.
Richard, with regular therapy, can people still overcome some of their phobias?
Well, sometimes. I believe, and especially nowadays, since I've been around for 4 decades, most psychotherapists use some NLP, whether they call it that or not. That, you know, my stuff is taught, you know, to freshmen in college, and it's buried inside of the books. The hundreds of thousands of people that have attended my seminars over the years, from 3-hour lectures to month-long seminars, those people, the list of them is everybody from Deepak Chopra, you know, to Paul McKenna, and most of these people that have written books. Somewhere in their books you will find references. They may not quote my name, but the material itself, since it's a model of how we think, it shows up everywhere. And, you know, psychotherapists have a tendency to take a little bit from here and a little bit from there. When I started out 4 decades ago, there was 150 schools of psychotherapy, and they were all fighting with each other over had the right approach, when none of them could systematically help anybody with anything, which is a really bad track record. that, you know, if you went to a, with a phobia to a psychiatrist or a psychoanalyst or a gestalt therapist or a TA person, every once in a while somebody would get over one, but there wasn't anyone who could say, if you came in, you're going to leave without it. And the technologies, if you look at the increase in the technologies just of telephones, 40 years ago, if you threw a telephone to somebody, you could kill them. You know, they used to be plugged into the wall and they weighed about 20 pounds. Now they're things you put in your shirt pocket. And, you know, if you're not careful, you could lose them in the crack of a couch. There's more technology in your cell phone than there was on the first voyage to the moon.
Yeah, that's right.